Blog Talk Radio. The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity.
We can hear you.
You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Good morning. This is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, helping to build stronger and better lives. And you are in for a treat today. The International Mastermind Association, studying the book Think and Grow Rich and How We Can Live a Stronger and Better Life, has two special guests that are going to bless us today as we discuss the benefits of masterminding and how they have used this process in their lives, and also some of the favorite parts of the book for them each. And so just to continue to share with you a little about the organization, we continue to read, study, analyze, and apply the principles and the philosophy espoused by Napoleon Hill in his book. And as a part of that process, we focus on 10 areas of our lives. We'll discuss those later. But right now, we'd like to introduce our special guests and have each of them share a little about themselves, and then we will start with our interview questions. Our first guest is India Menes. Good morning, India. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Anne. I'm well. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Great. Well, India Menes is a student at Bethune-Cookman University, and she's majoring in international business, and she's also an aspiring entrepreneur and an author, which she does not know yet, of course. I'm speaking those things as if they are, India, over your life. She's actually a young trailblazer. India graduated high school at 16 years of age in the top 15% of her class. After two back-to-back life-threatening accidents, India is taking a hiatus from the traditional educational system to develop specialized expertise in branding and marketing. So, India, can you share with us how did you come to this point in your process and in your journey to become introduced to this philosophy as espoused by Napoleon Hill?
Well, yes, Anne. As you mentioned, I've had a very interesting life thus far. Everything in my life has been fast-paced, and I often compare my life to the life of a rabbit. With a rabbit, they're always going fast. They run fast. They seek food fast. And when they sense trouble or they sense something may not be right, they sense that their life may be haunted, they stop and they hide. And that is the behavior that I had. I was always moving forward, and I was always moving forward in a fast pace. But when I was unfamiliar with the situation or maybe afraid of moving forward in a way or not having the full faith to conquer a goal, I would stop dead in my tracks and not make any progress. So I was one day I was working in the insurance field, and I had a revelation that people needed my help. They needed a hand up, and I had all of the resources to help these people. So that is how I began to establish my first business, a not-for-profit organization called Hands Up, Inc., established in South Florida. And just after I established Hands Up, Inc., I realized that I had went about the process wrong. I skipped some steps, and I was already moving forward without having the proper foundation. And once I realized that, lo and behold, I had a life-threatening accident, and I was on bed rest for 8 months. Then I got up from that accident, and maybe 2 months later, another tragic event took place in my life, and I was on bed rest again for 6 months. And in that time, I sought the Lord. I sought God. I sought higher knowing so that I could understand who I was, or who I am, actually, so I could understand who I am and where my mind needed to go in order to fulfill the passions that I have for my life. So in that time, I realized that I needed to cultivate education and cultivate knowledge in a sense where I could be an effective leader and an effective communicator. Because in order to help people, I needed to obtain the skills to show people that I was able to lead them in an effective and an innovative manner. And that is how I came about the process of changing my life. When I say changing my life, I mean I came about the process of changing my mentality, elevating my mentality to be goal-oriented and seek the absolute or the chief aim of my life. So
can
I answer your question?
Wow, that is very inspiring, because as we continue to do this show, we've done this show for many, many, many years, it is amazing the number of people that are looking for an answer to a question that oftentimes we don't know what the right question is in our life. Therefore, sometimes the answers that we get don't match the question. So thank you for sharing that information with us. And we're going to ask if you would also share a favorite portion of the book that you think may be of interest to others that have helped you along that path.
Well, my favorite portion of the book is the self-confidence formula. I use the self-confidence formula every single day now, ever since I've learned it. And what I like most about the self-confidence formula is the fifth paragraph, the last sentence of the fifth paragraph, and it says, "I will sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it aloud once a day with full faith that I will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become self-reliant and successful person." And that statement is so powerful because it says that I will do something. I will believe in it. I will commit to it, that I will make sure that it gets done. Not only that, but I will make sure it becomes a part of myself, being that committing it to memory. And repeating it aloud once a day is believing in it and making sure that it becomes a part of our daily routine with full faith, meaning that it's nothing that can deter my mind from this self-confidence. And the influence, I believe that influence is the new currency. So it is more valuable than weight and gold to know that we have the self-confidence to do whatever we set our minds to, and that once we have that self-confidence, the actions will start to formulate in our lives without much effort.
All right, now, India,
Yes.
I'm sorry. You have to understand that you have a lot of people listening and have actually no idea what you're talking about. So can you share what is the self-confidence formula that you're discussing? Because for those people who follow us in the actual book, we are actually discussing the book Think and Grow Rich, and in particular, we're discussing the chapter on faith, and some books have it as chapter 3, some may have it as chapter 4, but it's the faith chapter of Think and Grow Rich, and the faith chapter discusses visualization, belief, attainment, and desires, and India is sharing with us her favorite portion of the book, which is the self-confidence formula. So, India, if you would be take a moment and share or read or recite the self-confidence formula, then everyone will understand what you're discussing.
Oh, yes, Anne, thank you. The self-confidence formula, I believe, is a mantra of how to achieve an object. And it's the first, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action toward its attainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture. I know through the principle of autosuggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop trying until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage in no transaction which does not benefit all whom it affects. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity because I know that a negative attitude towards others can never bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and in myself. I will sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it aloud once daily with full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become a self-reliant and successful person. And that is the self-confidence formula.
Thank you so very much. And that is such an inspiring part of the book for so many of us. And actually, it's one of my favorite portions also. But we're going to take a moment and go to a commercial break. We're going to bring Keith Roy on, and then we're going to have some dialogue among the three or four of us. So, India, we really appreciate your effort as it relates to reciting this, sharing it, and especially just the whole idea of being willing to commit it to memory because it definitely will get your day started and keep it going all day long. So with that, join us on our commercial. Thanks.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. 954-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
All right, and we are back, and we are talking with India Menes and Keith Roy about the book Think and Grow Rich, and India shared with us her favorite part of the book, which is the success formula. And right now we're going to talk with Keith Roy, who's a senior at Florida Memorial University. He is majoring in computer science with a concentration in mathematics. Good morning, Keith. How are you this morning? We are so glad to have you on the show with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing pretty good.
Good, good, good. Well, Keith intends to become a renowned software engineer. He is known for compassion and the ability to inspire, to encourage, and to motivate those around him. So, Keith, can you share with us just a little more about yourself, and then we'll get to the questions.
Okay. Well, like you said earlier, I am a senior at Florida Memorial University, majoring in computer science, minoring in math. I can say as well, just like India, that I graduated high school at 16. I was valedictorian at my high school and came straight to college and started handling my business. Currently, right now, I serve as Mr. Florida Memorial University at my school, and I'm just excited about things to come. My hobbies include playing the piano, playing tennis, and just overall trying to inspire people, trying to, you know, lift somebody up, because I know that with myself, I have people in my life that inspired me and have brought me to the place that where I am, and all I want to do is just, you know, give somebody else that same message. Being in the shoes of leadership, I have the ability to not only inspire, but just turn somebody's life around. And doing that gives me great pleasure. So, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing, Keith. And we understand that your goal is to become an engineer in the technology and IT area. Do you have any particular places that you'd like to go, corporate America, public sector, private sector? Where do you envision seeing yourself? By faith, of course.
Well, by faith, I initially decided to work for Google, and from there, after which working for them for a period of time, I want to start my own business. I'm thinking about developing software in a niche market, basically meaning a piece of software that is needed in a certain industry, and once I find that niche, I want to be able to sell it and distribute it globally. So that's my whole plan as of right now. But as far as career-wise, I would like to work for Google or a Fortune 500 company doing software development, either if it's in mobile devices, it could be from mobile devices to airplanes, it could be from banks to transportation. It doesn't really matter because, you know, in every field, there's a need for technology, there's a need for computers. And I feel as if being in my major is very diverse, and I could spread my knowledge through a wide array of industries and services.
Excellent, excellent. Now, how do you envision a change in philosophy as espoused by Napoleon Hill in the book Think and Grow Rich and this chapter we're discussing on faith? How do you envision that will impact your career and your life?
Well, I feel as if that with this change in philosophy is going to impact my life significantly, meaning that the things I used to do before reading this book, obviously now is going to be a different change of action. Like, for example, in chapter 6, when it talks about organized planning, let me tell you a little about my life first. Me, personally, I used to be a very selfish guy. You know, it was always just me. You know, when I would think of a plan, when I would think of something, you know, I never really thought about needing other people to get where I need to be. And in the chapter, Organized Planning, which is actually my favorite chapter as of today, talks about, you know, building a mastermind group, you know, building a mastermind group where you and your group meet twice a week about plans that you decide to implement. And, you know, if you have a plan in motion, you think about it, you write it down, and you share with them. And then after you get their approval, then you go ahead and implement it. See, back then, I never thought that was necessary. I never thought that I would need other people's approval or need other people, period, to get my plan of action going. But, you know, getting older and growing up and seeing that you can never do nothing on your own, you're going to always need people to get where you need to go, and also reading this book has given me that. Has nothing to do with yourself, but has to do with you and other people coming together and, you know, just focusing on one dream and making that dream a reality. I know in my life I want to be the creator of a very successful app. I have about 3 app ideas right now. I have it written down already. And my only thing is that I've been very skeptical of who I want to share that idea with. I know that I have them sign an NDA agreement and all the other legal stuff. But, you know, I'm still in the process of building my own personal mastermind group. And once I'm able to find the 2 or 3 people that I can trust and that I can share my vision with, then and only then I'll be able to move forward with my plan and see where it takes me.
Well, Keith, that is very inspiring, and it's actually a very good plan. And so I'm very inspired, actually, because, you know, we do want to share that we are an internship relationship. And so to hear you speak very differently at this point versus how you came to the organization is just a growth, actually. And so, you know, I'm going to ask you to have all of this in writing so that I can share it with you many, many years to come, so that you can have a moment of reflection to review and revise and really itemize this plan of action that you're discussing, which is a very good one. Now, is there a particular section of the book that you like more than any other, even though we're discussing chapter 3, but is there a particular area that really, really, really resonates with you, any other? And India shared with us her area was the success, a confidence formula, but is there a particular area for you?
Well, like I said earlier, I would say right now one of my favorite parts of the book is the organized planning. However, another part of the book that really caught my attention, and even though I'm on chapter 6 right now, and it took me, I had to read the book twice, because when I read it the first time, as far as up to chapter 6, it wasn't really making any sense. And when I started over again, and the first thing the book was saying in chapter 1 says how these men went to war, and I guess the general told them to burn up the ships, and when the ships were in flames, he basically said, well, look, you know, ships are on fire, we can't turn back now, you know, it's either we win or we die. And that's a very powerful statement, because he basically is telling his men that you guys have no options but to succeed. And he's saying that, you know, success is the only option and the only road that we can take. Like, he's saying that basically, we're going to have to put our lives on the line to get what we want. And I feel as if a lot of people nowadays are being, you know, very mediocre. And I can see to myself, too, sometimes that, you know, I put forward, you know, a lot of mediocrity in some things, and I need to work on that. But I feel as if we put our life on the line to obtain success, and we're willing to do whatever it takes, and we're willing to die for what we want and have that burning desire, then it's then and only then that we'd be able to achieve success. So reading that, I actually had a moment reflected on how powerful that statement is. Even though the book was given the image of, okay, the boats were actually burning, but it was basically trying to show that burning desire that we need to have if we want to obtain something.
And you know, actually, Keith, along that same line, Napoleon actually had the ships burned.
Right.
You know, he actually had them to burn the ship, so they had no option. And that goes
had
to make
no
your
option.
Point. That right. But when you burn your own ship and you tear up all of the plans and say, no, this is the way it's going to be, and there's no turning back, and you make that commitment to success and commitment to your vision, and by faith move forward in that, you know, there's no other option. So thank you so very much for that. That's very inspiring. We're going to go to a commercial break, and then we're going to come back and have some dialogue with both you and India at the same time. We just want to remind everybody that's listening that you're listening to the International Mastermind Association interview with India Menes and Keith Roy. Stay tuned.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com. Or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
All right, and we are back, and we are having a very inspiring conversation this morning with India Menes and Keith Roy discussing the chapter on faith as relates to the book Think and Grow Rich. And I bet you was wondering if either one of you ever really use vision boards or a vision book, or if you have any kind of visual image that you have that you focus on, that you concentrate on, or something that you do, because there's such a connection between our conscious mind and our subconscious mind as relates to the images and the creative vision that we use to activate our faith and that burning desire. So can each of you share if you use any kind of visualization as a part of your process toward success?
Yes, and I have used vision boards. Actually, I have a vision board now, and this is my vision board for the remainder of 2015 with my goals, my dreams, of the immediate things that I would like to achieve. So there are things on my vision board that are already coming to fruition. And listening to a previous show, I learned to put a picture of myself in the middle of the vision board so I could be the center of everything that I envision to take place in my life. And since I have taken that advice, it's almost been as if I'm moving and fast forward again in life. And so yes, vision boards are an intricate piece of my plan.
Well, thank you, Andy. And it's amazing that you say that, because so often we don't realize that when we see a car or we look at a home or we see a beautiful dress or handbag, and for a man it might be that perfect-looking suit or that tie or that trip or that vacation picture, that airplane, that boat, or that vacation home. And that's what motivates and activates the subconscious mind, which helps us to really begin to develop those written plans of action, if you will. And so when you talked about putting yourself in that, and the show that you, particularly the show that you listen to, I'm very familiar with, because it's one of my favorites. because she does an excellent job of explaining how to actually magnify your vision on that board. So thanks for sharing that, and it's something that we should all do when we are very clear about what it is that we want. And then how about you, Keith?
Well, I can say that right now I do not have a vision board, and I feel as if now is the perfect time that I should start implementing having a vision board. And by doing so, you know, I can see something that I want and actually have the vision to actually obtain it. But as of right now, I don't have a vision board. But that is something that I would definitely consider in having, because I feel as if it is necessary in obtaining the desires that you want. So thank you very much for bringing that up, bringing up the need of a vision board. I've never really thought of having it, but now seeing how necessary it is, I'm definitely going to consider getting a vision board.
Yeah, but you know what, Keith, even though you say you don't have one, I'm sure you actually visualize different things in your mind's eye, because just to be able to, yeah, right, because to be able to have achieved all that you've achieved so far in your life, even, you know, what I'd like to have you also do is share your experience, I think maybe a week or two regarding the golf course, and if you could share that, because if you recall, the day before your winnings, you and I had a conversation about a tire. And so I'm not going to get ahead of you, but if you just share your experience at the golf course and when you volunteered a week or so ago.
Not a problem. So it was about, I want to say, a week from today. And what had happened was Miss Ann, she wanted me to connect with this guy named Mr. Parker. He works for the Miami-Dade Chamber of Commerce, and I did some work for him, and he invited me to volunteer at the Country Club of Miami. They were having the annual golf tournament, and I said, no problem. So I went to the golf tournament, and I noticed that while volunteering, they were having a raffle. And the stuff that they were raffling were very, very good items. I've seen 50-inch flat-screen TVs. I've seen surround sound systems. But more importantly, I've seen something that I really, really wanted. In an envelope, there's something that said $500 worth in Austin Burke suits. So when I seen it, I'm like, well, hey, you know, I'm a young man coming up, and based on my title at my school and the image I'm trying to portray, having more suits would definitely be a plus in my wardrobe. So what I did, I stepped in faith, and I bought $20 worth in tickets. The tickets were $5 per ticket. Over $20, I could have gotten about seven. So I got about seven tickets. And at first, I was like, I don't really know if I want to get the suit, you know, because the TV is more flashy, the Beats headphones are more flashy. So what I did was I widespread my tickets to different raffle areas. So I put about three in the TV. I placed two in the stereo system, which is five. I placed one in a restaurant, and I only placed one in the Austin Burke suits. So when it was time to raffle off the items and they were choosing winners, I was thinking, okay, I placed most of my eggs in the TV basket. I'm going to get it. They called the TV. I didn't get it. They called the stereo system. I didn't get it. But that one ticket, what I placed in those suits, they called my number, and I got it. And, you know, the Lord works in mysterious ways because, I mean, he knows your needs even before you act. You know, I don't need a TV or a new stereo system or even some new headphones, but he knows my needs, and he knows what my needs according to the things that I'm going to be doing in the future. So just as I asked, you know, I received, and I won the $500 worth in Austin Burke suits. So that's the next day I went, and, you know, claim my award. And it was a really good experience. It was a really good experience. It felt really great.
But what I want to thank you for sharing that, Keith. And what I would like for us to look at is what happened the day before. Now, you can share your portion of our conversation the day before in the hallway at our office. Only a little. Okay, I'll share it. And the reason I'm going through this exercise is because so very often we don't really understand how to activate our faith. Faith is activated by a burning desire for that which you want. And if you're not clear about what you want, then is there any wonder you're not getting what you desire? And Keith and I had a conversation. Keith was an intern at our organization for MCO Construction in Miami. And the day before he won this ticket, I was sharing with him that he's in his senior year, and as an intern, and if you look at his picture, he's a really good-looking guy. And I was sharing with Keith that, yes, Keith, you're a really good-looking guy for a young man. And you can tell from his voice, he has a very white bass tone voice. So you put the voice with everything that he has going with him for him with his faith. I said, Keith, now you need to invest in a wardrobe, right, Keith?
Right.
Right, exactly. And the universe, God, the spirit, whatever you want to call it as a listener, the universe heard our conversation that day. And the universe, God, whoever you want to call it, whatever you want to call it, orchestrated the universe to give Keith, by faith, the desire of his heart, which was an investment in a new wardrobe in less than 24 hours from the time we had the conversation. And that is how faith works. That is how and why the principles of this book, the philosophy of success, the science of success, is so important for each of us to study, to show ourselves approved in every single area of our life, and we will have those desires. But it's not just about speaking it, because you got to put the action. Now, what Keith did not say is that Keith really did not want to go, right, Keith? Golf. Keith doesn't play golf.
Yeah, I don't play golf, but you know, somebody invited me, so I said, you know, I'll just do the favor, because you never know what can happen when you're invited somewhere. You know, you never know what could happen, and I could have easily said, but you know what? You know, he wanted me to volunteer. I catch public transportation. I had to be there at 6 a.m. I could have told myself, you know what? That's too early. It's a Saturday. Well, actually, it was a Friday, but you know, I could, you know, be at work. But you know what I said? You know, I will put that all beside myself, and I will just take one step in faith and see where this led me. And if I didn't go to the volunteer service, then I wouldn't claim my prize. You know, so.
All right, now.
Also.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Keith. Not a question.
Yeah, so another thing about that is, you know, learn to follow instructions. So if I haven't followed instructions, you know, the universe heard that, you know, I needed a new wardrobe. If I didn't follow the instructions, then I wasn't going to be able to claim my reward. So it's also good to follow instructions.
Well, I thank you for that. And we're going to go to one more commercial break. We're going to come back with India. But I just wanted to just share that experience, because I think it's so vitally important that each of us, as we look at putting feet to our faith and putting activity and action to that desired definite purpose in our life, that we're very clear about that visual and speaking that which we really want, because a lot of times we spend a lot of energy talking about what we don't want, what we don't have. I can't get there. I can't do this. I don't have this. I don't have that. When in fact, the universe is also hearing that, and the universe is giving you more of that also. So thank you, Keith, for sharing that. We're going to go to a commercial, and we'll come back to India with the same question.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
All right, and we are back, and we're talking with India Menace, and we just heard from Keith Roy talking about faith and an example of how we have actively used our faith, imagination, and creative vision. And so, India, if there's an example, another example you'd like to share for our listeners on how you've actually utilized creative vision and imagination in your life, the utilization of your faith.
Yes, I will share the experience that I had in 2013. 2013 was a very interesting year. There were a lot of things going on, and that was the time where I decided that no matter what, I would pursue higher education. And in order to do so without the distraction of life, and what I mean by distraction is the demands from my family, from my colleagues, my immediate friends, and so forth, because I had, at that time, I was married, I was separated from my former husband, and I needed to get my mind focused on one goal, and my one goal was higher education. So I decided to apply to certain schools, and I knew that I wanted to go to a historically black college or university to study the black culture more, being that I grew up in more of a white suburban culture. And I applied to Bethune-Cookman University, and I had hopes to go to Bethune-Cookman University as my first choice, and I received the acceptance letter in April of 2013, and my school, my studies were to start in June of 2013. However, I had not made any preparations to move to Daytona Beach from South Florida in such a short time. So I created the goals to find an apartment, a beach apartment, and find a beach apartment that I could afford within a certain budget, also to have the money set aside for me to live so that I only focus on school. And at that time, I was, you know, basically living off of savings, and I had an inkling of fear where I didn't know if I could get it done. However, I went on vacation to visit my sister, and while I was there, I got a phone call saying that I received a certain amount of money, and it was the exact amount of money that I needed to pay all of my expenses for 6 months. So when I returned from vacation, I packed up everything that I had, and I moved to Daytona Beach in order to pursue my education. And I determined in my mind that I will be a straight-A student. And in that semester, I was taking 8 courses my first semester at the university. And in December of 2013, sure enough, I received an A in every course for all of those 8 courses, making me a straight-A student and putting me on the dean's list in my first semester. So that is one time that my faith brought me to my goals.
That's amazing. That is simply amazing, India. And from knowing you for a very brief period of time, I can see you continuing along that path in your profession. And we are so very proud to have you as a part of the International Mastermind Association and as a part of the National Association of Black Women in Construction. But we won't talk about that on this show. We'll say that for the next show, and I'd like to publicly ask you if you would be willing to be interviewed on that show for the National Association of Black Women in Construction. We do a Blog Talk radio show every Wednesday. So we'd love to have you share there because your story is so amazing. It would be so inspiring to so many young people in your age range. And also people that are older like myself can be inspired by your story. So thank you so very much. And we are so close to being out of time for this show. We have a lot of people calling in and listening on their devices, by mobile phone and by the pads. And we want to thank both Keith and India for sharing with us today. And if you have any closing thoughts before we close the show, either one of you.
Yes, I do have a closing thought. Just to emphasize on what you said about the National Association of Black Women in Construction, I was introduced to Think and Grow Rich by associating myself through the National Association of Black Women in Construction. And from that time, which was from June 2015 until now, we are in August, there has been a supernatural abundance of favor that has fallen fresh on me since I became associated with that organization. And I believe in faith that our higher passions and our higher purpose to serve people is the reason why we accomplish some of the goals that we have if we are more people-oriented and service-oriented. So being said that, when we think and grow rich, I encourage everyone to think and grow rich, to innovate community and to inspire other individuals to elevate their thinking. And that is the closing comment that I would add for today's show.
Thank you, India, for thinking and growing rich. Thank you. Okay, Keith, any closing comments from you before we close the show?
Well, yes, I would just like to say that, honestly, this summer has been a very interesting experience. I know that, first of all, getting to this position in my life right now, I didn't even know I would be here on a Blog Talk radio show talking about my experience and sharing it with the world holistically, because about 2 months ago, after applying for an internship, I actually applied very late. However, I got a divine favor. I was able to be afforded an internship. And even though the internship that I wanted, I was not able to get, Ms. Forsey, the aide to Commissioner Barbara Jordan, she said, well, you know, we still have something open. It's not in your major. It's a construction company. You know, Ms. Ann, she's very strict. You know, she's very keen on, you know, her interns. And I said, why not, you know? So I moved in faith. And from then, from that moment on, from then doing my internship and all the doors that were just open, like it just opened, like from reading the book to actually being able to have another internship during my school year, all of this happened through the current internship I have, and just understanding myself more as a person, having someone like Ms. Ann tell me, you know what I can be, you know, the skills that I possess, and encourage me to keep moving forward. It was really a blessing and an experience. And I would tell anybody today that if an opportunity opens, you walk through it head on. You don't back away. You open that door head on, and trust me, if you follow the directions of what you're supposed to do, then everything will fall right into place. So I just wanted to share this small thing.
All right. Well, thank you so very much. We want to thank all of our listeners and callers for sharing with us today. Join us next week as we continue the discussion. And we want to encourage each and every one of you to think and grow rich in every area of your life. And with that, we're going to end the show and see you next time on the radio.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com. Or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version, restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-302002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-302002.